We are in the painting and decorating room. Upon arrival, we discover a collection of figures which show us the process that the white piece undergoes in becoming the Virgin, decorated in all its splendour along with its price. These figures there have always had different classes and prices tailored to all budgets. The large windows give us access to the well-lit areas of the workshop, where the workers give the pieces their final touches. If it's a working day, we will see the team of artists working right before our eyes. If it is a weekend or holiday, we can take our time to watch the videos that explain how the work is carried out, as the precise and creative workers manage to create the proper texture for each figure, how they apply gold leaf, how they are painted, and what finishes are offered to make the piece perfect. Are the saints of Allot modern pieces? There are those who say that beyond the religious veneration which they incite, they could be considered a form of kitsch art. This could be true, but this does not imply anything negative. This word, which originally defined a degraded form of art, which vulgarized, copied, and industrialized artistic creation, has been losing its negative connotation over the years. After Pope Art, kitsch is understood as a more expressive area of the industrialized and information society. An often disconcerting response to the concerns of today's society. Maybe that's why Pedro Almodóvar has often included a repertoire of the more prominent saints in the rich iconography of his films. Saints that might have come from the workshops of Allot. Take a look at the walls of the room and see descriptions of supplementary materials of the saints provided by small parallel industries which also developed alongside the main industry in the production of images. Of special interest is the section devoted to carpentry that often accompanied the creation of pieces, altars and altarpieces, chapels, crosses, pedestals, and 1,001 objects that have often been needed to accompany the figure acquired by the buyer. And it shouldn't be forgotten that the saints are a business, and in this regard, the customer has to be given what they ask for. Now is the time to go up to the first floor and continue discovering a world of peculiarities. The ability of the Museum of the Saints to surprise us does not end here. There is plenty more to be seen.